Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing well. I am just finishing up an email. Did you do some research on their placement?
I did. That's why I wanted to call a few minutes early. So I've looked at everything, and I mean, they've only got two organic keywords that's really come up for them. They don't have any keywords attached to their website, like the main ones that they should have for all their services. And I did the site colon search for them, and they're missing 14 pages that haven't been indexed. So there's a lot of stuff. Like, they've only got Toronto Gas Fireplace and Furnace Repairer Toronto is all that comes up under the organic keywords in SpyFu. And like I said, in Control F on their actual website, like heating and air cooling don't come up for them. Emergency HVAC service doesn't come up. Air conditioners doesn't come up. So there's a lot that they don't have.
Who is one of their major competitors?
That I don't have in front of me. So yeah, we definitely should know that. I had that the first day I looked at it when I
Let me
first called them. Yeah, could you grab that? That's actually key. Thanks.
Toronto heating repair.
Two major competitors. Yeah, we need to have that ready.
Let me at least get this one ready to go. I've got Hargrave Heating is a paid competitor, but let me go down here.
Now,
There's
you know they're in
air.
Canada, right?
Yes.
Mississauga? Okay,
Yeah.
perfect.
I
Yep, yep.
did Toronto. Don't they have Toronto, Mississauga, and something
Yep,
else?
perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So Laird and Son.
Okay.
Let me do that real quick. SpyFu says they get basically three. LairdandSon.com. They get three visits.
Oh, yeah.
And then Laird and Son gets 432.
Okay, and what was the other one? Hargrave?
Well, Hargrave was paying per click.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get another one besides Laird, LAIRD and Son.
Okay.
And then the other one is Reliance Home Comfort.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. Yep.
There we go. So, oh my, they get 9,000 visits. All right, so let me do two things real quick. So,
Okay.
site. Well, how many page? Yeah, they have 1,100 pages to their site. So there's that one, and the other is Laird and Son.
Now, do you want to lead this call, Todd? Just because I want to hear the new approach a little more hands-on, or do you want me to lead it? Like, it's up to you. I mean, I can, start the call and then kind of bring it to you, because and plus you've got the HVAC experience. I just want to really connect you two with this call. Or what are your thoughts?
Sure, it doesn't matter. You can start and then just,
Yeah.
quickly turn it over to me if you want to. That's fine.
Yeah, I
So,
kind of want to do that for this one. It just with the new approach and yeah, I just want to do that. So I'm going to call him right now and I'll be right back.
okay. Sounds great. I'll be here.
Okay. Hello, is this Frank?
Hello. Yeah, Frank speaking.
Hi, Frank. So nice to connect with you again. How's your morning going?
So far, so good. How's your morning been?
You know what, Frank? It's going really well. It's a rainy day, but it's nice and peaceful. And
Yeah.
hey, I'm talking to you. You know what, Frank? I'm so happy to connect with you, and I really value your time, so I really appreciate it. I have the founder of our company with me on the call, so I thought that was really lovely. And his name is Todd, and he's with us right now.
Good
Hi,
morning,
Todd. How are you
Frank.
doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Yeah, when I spoke to Denise yesterday, she mentioned that she was going to visit with you this morning, and that you were in the heating and air conditioning business. And I said, well, gosh, let me get on the call if you don't mind, because that's the only other thing I've ever done is I had my air conditioning license for 17 years. And we did some residential, mostly commercial. And we did new installations. We did service, had 20 people in our service fleet. And so I know what you do. I know exactly what you do and that kind of thing. So I said, you know what, let me jump in if you don't mind. And she said, well, of course, I would love to for you to join on the call. So again, thank you for your time. As Denise had stated, are you at a computer by chance?
I am.
Okay. Would like to show you a couple of things that Google looks for when they come to your website. So first thing, if you would just get a Google search box up.
Yep.
And when you do, type in the word site, S as in Sam, I-T-E, a colon with the two dots, and then type in your website address, the a-plusquality.ca. What that's, and no spaces anywhere.
Yeah.
If you hit a data center similar to the one I hit, it'll say about 45 results.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if you would.
I have that right here.
Okay. Yeah. So we're at the same data center with Google. Look at the second listing down. That is your home page. The bigger font, bluish font, A Plus Quality Inc. That is the title of your home page. It's obviously it's your company name, but it does not describe what you do. And I'm going to show you an example of that in just a moment. But if you would, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page and click on the last page you can click on, which is 4. And that number changes from 45 to 31. So you've got 14 pages that Google is excluding because your website, those 14 pages are not meeting Google's criteria. They're very similar in nature. They don't offer anything new for the user. Google is all about a unique user experience. And if these pages are identical to others, and have mostly the same common or duplicate content, they determine that to be a bad user experience. So those 14 pages are not included when someone is looking for you guys. So if you would look at, and we'll see if we get similar results, but if you would go to Google again, you can leave that up if you want to get a new tab. And do a search for Toronto heating repair. And the first organic listing I see is lairdandson.com. They're actually the second. And then the next one is reliancehomecomfort.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, those folks are getting 80 to 90% of the phone calls for service. And if I'm you, that's not okay. I mean, that their companies, I'm sure, are no better than yours, but they are placed on the best part of the page where most people click. Think to yourself, don't answer me out loud, but when you search for something in Google, when you click on something, do you click on the links that have the word ad next to them? Most people don't. 80 to 90% of people don't click in the ads. So that's not the best place to be by far.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And these other companies, if you do the same site colon search, do the same thing for site colon lairdandson.com. And I get a result of 227 pages. And
this
then
is lairdandson.com.
Yes.
So same thing for the site, semicolon Laird.
Yep.
Do you see that?
371.
Okay. All right. Now do the same thing again, but do it for site:reliancehomecomfort.com. They have over 1,000 pages, over 1,100 pages to their website. And then I want to show you.
I have it right here.
Yeah, okay. One more tab, please. Go to a website called SpyFu, S-P-Y-F-U, frankuniform.com.
S-P-Y-F.
Yeah, P as in Paul, like spy, like a crimp, like a, you know, a spy. and then FU.com. And first I want you to type in your website address in the big search box. Do the a-plusquality.ca. And what I want you to look at is on the left-hand side of the result page when it loads, it shows what they estimate to be your Google search traffic in 1 month. 2.99 clicks per month from Google.
Yeah,
nothing. Now do the same thing for Laird and Son and look at the difference. And you can see what kind of traffic they're getting.
432.
Exactly. Now do the same thing for Reliance Home Comfort. Which is it's just an incredible difference, over 9,000. Yeah. So if you looked at something that was like an intermediate goal kind of thing, imagine if you were getting another 400 plus visits to your website per month, or another almost 15 people to your website finding you on Google, doing a search and finding you on Google. Imagine what that would do to your revenue. How many more sales would you get? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. One more thing to look at. Go to your homepage, if you would. And if you're on a PC, hit Control and F as in Frank at the same time, and a little search box will appear. Mm-hmm. If you would, again, this is your homepage. Imagine for a moment, what would someone type in if they were in Toronto and they needed their heating repaired? What would they type in? Toronto heating repair, Toronto heating.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Type that in. Type in Toronto space and then start typing in the word heat. And it says not found or 0 of 0. Nowhere on your home page do you state exactly what you do. This is really simple. It is really, really simple. You have to be relevant for what you want to be found for when someone does a search, whether it is, you know, heating or 24-hour service, commercial service, heating, cooling. I mean, whatever it is, you have to be relevant for that, and that's what Google needs to see. So to sum it up, your site is not telling your story. And your two competitors, their sites are telling their story and they're getting the majority of the traffic. They have larger websites, they have more relevance, they have better content, and they're getting the phone calls. And I mean, you guys, I'm sure, get phone calls, but it's not near what it could be. So your current team that looks like Info Empire, if I'm you, I go call them and ask them, look, we are a heating repair company in Toronto, Mississauga, Concord. I mean, why doesn't our website say that? When you go to Google, if you still have that tab up and you did that search for Toronto heating repair, look at at what I call the titles. Look at the title for Laird & Son. Toronto Furnace Repair and Services.
Laird & Son, yep. I see
and that. Then look at Reliance, Furnace Repair Toronto. And look at the next one is Heating and Air Conditioning Services in Toronto. Those are the titles. Your title is A Plus Quality Inc. I mean, to a search engine, to a machine, what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. No.
Exactly. So if I'm you, I go back to your current provider that says they do SEO, and guys, what am I paying for?
Exactly. No, I'm going to do that. I appreciate you telling me all this.
Sure. Sure. You're welcome.
So astonished. This was being hidden from me. I'm honestly lost of words.
Well, and you're not alone. Frank, you're not alone. This is what we do all day. The purpose of this call is to bring all this to light and let you know what's going on. This is what you're getting for whatever you're paying. I don't care to know, don't want to know what you've been paying, but it's not working. You can see from the traffic that your competitors are getting to their website that's just from Google alone. Now, it may not be 100% accurate. Let me make that super clear. But it's a measuring stick. Maybe it's 10 inches equals a foot, you know, but it's the same measuring stick from site to site to site. So you get a comparison of how you stack up next to your competitors. But the things to ask the Info Empire rep is, why doesn't my site say what I do? I mean, you can type in anything like that, heating, cooling, repair, cooling service. None of that is showing up in the content on your website. And that's one question. Another one is, why are these 14 pages being excluded from Google? That's a very serious thing. That's a big part of your site. It's about 1/3 of your site is being excluded. And it's just not getting it done. And I mean, of course, we would love to help you, but first things first, you need to get with those folks and ask some very serious questions, and hopefully they'll give you some good answers, and hopefully they can convince you that, you know, we're on top of this and we can fix it, although current evidence is to the contrary, but maybe they can find it within themselves and know what to do to fix it. And if you lose confidence in them, then, of course, again, we would love to help you. But the purpose of this call was just to bring this to light, to let you know that Google doesn't like what they see.
I appreciate it so much.
You're very welcome.
This is going to be the first thing I'm going to be talking to them about. And believe me, I have your number saved on my phone. If I need to switch, you guys are going to be the first ones I contact, that's for sure.
Well, we appreciate that, Frank. That's kind of you. We're here to help. We really are. And just let us know. I started this in 1998, and we've helped over 43,000 websites, people just like you, turn it around and get the front page placement that you deserve. So have that conversation with them, and then reach out to us if we can help.
Thank you very much, and I will for sure.
Okay.
You're so welcome,
all right. Thank
Frank.
You. Have a good day.
I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to open up
Absolutely.
My eyes. So
happy to. Yeah, happy to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anytime,
all right.
Frank.
Well, good luck, and talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Yep. All right. Bye.
You guys have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye. Todd?
Yeah.
I love that. I'm so glad I listened to how you handled that, because, you know, I got to tell you, it's like that old saying, you know, take it away or make it sound like something that they don't want, and then they're going to want it, because that I have not to this day with this job since April, or really June when I started doing these calls, heard them say, look, you're going to be the first one I call. I'm coming.
Go.
Almost like he was wanting us to sell, and we weren't
sure.
going there.
Exactly.
Oh, if you could see
it's
my
so
face
cool.
right now, I'm clapping
I
my hands, looking out my window with a big smile on my face.
and I still love doing it. I mean, myself doing it for so long, I still have chill bumps right at this moment.
I do too.
I mean, he was so nice. What a nice guy. He was so grateful and so thankful that we brought this to light, because he had no idea they've been keeping this from him. And it's full transparency. I mean, here's what your competitors are doing. This is what Google looks for. You don't have it within your site. Look at these titles. Look at your title. It's no wonder that, you know, you're struggling and your phone's not ringing and these people are getting all the phone calls. It's just that simple. And then if I'm you, I'm going to call them and, you know, I found their name at the bottom. That's why I wanted to be on this call. I mean, I just knew that I could really get through to the person on the phone, and he liked it. He really, really liked it.
It was fantastic. I wish we taped that, because it was fantastic.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't know. I don't know. No, I didn't call out. You called me.
Yeah, and you know what?
My dial out, I think it records.
Okay. You know what? It was so great, and it's in my mind, and I took notes, but it was just the perfect flow, and I love how everything was in place. Like, it was just the perfect order of how I want my calls to be from here on. So that was very helpful. Thank you so much, Todd. That was wonderful. And now I just wanted to know what your thoughts are. Should I, I guess, because, you know, I always do a follow-up. I'm definitely going to send him kind of just a nice little, you know, so great talking with you, Frank, and just a little brief overview. And that way he's got our website, our details, but not salesy, just as a courtesy. What are your thoughts?
No, absolutely. Definitely send him a follow-up email, and we're here to help. And, you know, you could say, you know, I'll check in with you or something at the end of the week or first the next week or something, because every day that this is not addressed, it's costing you business. So.
And say that in the email, right?
And say that in the email. Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And do you want me to put
that urgency fire?
Yes.
And then, you know, if I don't hear from you in a few days, I'll give you a call just to check in. And hopefully, you know, you got some satisfactory answers to your questions.
Perfect. Okay. And I'm going to put you, I'm going to CC consult, of course, and then I'll just blind copy you. Okay.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Thanks so much, Todd. This is wonderful. I love it.
Hi, fun. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. All right. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.